very, very happy to be joined by Travis Manger, the quarterback coach and recruiting coordinator right now at Morgan State. You're Doug Peterson, you're Frank Reich, you're, you know, on the other side of the ball, you're Jim Schwartz. How does the data that you get from those cut-ups and what it all starts in those breakdowns and the hours spent in the film room breaking down the tape by the QC coaches, how does that then transfer onto those game sheets for game day for all the coaches and their calling plays? What do those game sheets typically look like? What goes into them?
The thing about the call sheet is that thing is like a linear timeline of the entire week. When you show up on the first day of a game plan session, so Tuesday in the NFL is usually the player's day off and the coaches are all going to sit there and just game plan for 12, 14, 16 hours. Well, they're going to show up and they're going to look at normal downs and they're going to look at all their core personnel groupings and formations, and they're just going to watch the cut-up organized. So they're going to open up, I don't know, 11 personnel, tight end in line, 2x2. So 2x2 tight end in line, they're going to watch that set, and they're going to watch all 30, 40 plays or whatever that is, and it's going to be sorted by defensive frequency. So they're going to be able to see a very clear picture of what is Dallas going to line up in that season. It's very regimented. The head coach sets the tempo. The head coach always sets the tempo, and he gives the coordinators a little leeway, but the coordinators and head coaches set, hey, you know, Monday from 9 to 12, we're doing this. Take a lunch break, get a quick workout in, go get lunch, play pick up basketball, pass an hour, whatever. But then from 1 to 6, we're going to finish normal downs, and then 6 to 7, we'll meet with our quarterbacks and get our base game plan installed. 7 to 9, in college, maybe we'll do some recruiting phone calls, or we'll move on to third down in the NFL, whatever. But it's very regimented. But it has to be organized, it's got to be efficient, but it all goes back to the QCs and DAs doing their job right. All the little sections of situational football that you always hear people like the Mel Kiper and the Fran Duffy's of the world getting ready for the draft talking about football intelligence and, you know, football awareness. Well, understanding situational football and game planning, that all goes into it.